Team Startup Office. Go.
Welcome to Drum and Bass HQ with your host, Jay Swift.
Welcome to Drum and Bass HQ. That was Only Truth from Strife 2's Collide EP. And we are joined by the man himself right now. Welcome to Drum and Bass HQ. How's it going, man?
Cool, glad to be here.
Nice one. Now, thanks for taking the time. Now, before we get on to the music and what you've been doing at the moment, I hear you brew a good beer, man. Is that true?
Yeah, I've been doing it at home for some years and I kind of got took on professionally this year. So I'm kind of running my own little thing now where we've got our own pub. I'll brew all the beer for the pub and we sell it on site. So yeah, it's a craft as much as anything else. So I really love it.
Wicked, man. Where's the pub? I'm on my way there now.
it's down in the corner of Redditch. It's called the Black Tap Brew Pub.
Wicked. No, when I'm in that area, I'll definitely pop in and say hello, man. I'll get about a bit. So I'll come and check it out. Which one do you recommend? Which beer?
We change all the time, but quite interestingly, there's a couple of drum and bass nights going around the corner as well.
Oh, wicked.
So I've kind of got everything I love all in one little part down in a tiny little town in the middle of nowhere.
Wicked. No need to ever leave Redditch then. You know, but you've had massive release drum and bass wise, you know, on Celsius, Liquicity and more. Your most recent work, Collide EP, of course, is on Subsphere Recording. How did that signing come about?
I think I messaged Charlie, and at the time I put the EP together, trying to get it all signed by a couple of labels that I really wanted to work with, and kind of took a bit of a punt with Charlie, who owns Subsphere, really, because he's had great artists on there in the past, like yeah. Stan FB, Flight, and I didn't think he'd take me on, to be honest with you, but he got back to me and he said he wanted to release the whole thing, so it was a really kind of big exciting moment.
Yeah man, Wicked, they do release really a lot of good stuff man. But what's your kind of musical background, because I've checked out some of your back catalogue as well, and there's a lot of different kind of styles and stuff. So what kind of got you into music, and what were you starting off with when you first started getting into music?
I really started getting into kind of rave music and all the rest with, I got into happy hardcore when I was about 12 years old, I'm not ashamed to say.
Me too man, you know, me too. I originally started out on the happy hardcore.
Yeah, I think a lot of people more than me actually did, because it's so bad looking back, but it's so amazing still as well. Yeah. And it all started off with a couple of slamming vinyl compilations, and then kind of as I started growing, I got into a lot of different styles of music. Kind of eventually settled on drum and bass, because I was mostly writing breakbeat hardcore anyway.
Yeah.
And the two are pretty similar in style. I mean, I can't really see the difference between them a lot of the time, so it kind of just led there gradually.
Yeah, man. And then apart from that, I've heard like your piano only tracks as well, like Shoebox I was listening to, and I've been listening to Strawberries all week actually. So you've been playing the piano for a while. How long have you been playing the piano for?
Yeah, I started roughly when I was about 5. Completely fell out of love with it when I was about 9 years old, no idea why, and I picked it up back again a couple of years ago. I'm not kind of as good as the sound on the recordings, because there's a bit of sequencing going on there, I'm not ashamed to admit.
Yeah
But I love writing on there and just playing and, you know, learning different other people's songs. So there's plenty of fun to be had there, really.
Yeah, definitely. Do you play in the pub ever?
I do not. I've been known to play at other pubs when I'm drunk, about 6 or 7 pints in, and I get the Guns N' Roses out, but it's never ends too prettily.
where do you think it all came together with the support for you? I know that you've got a lot of support for your drum and bass and stuff. Was there a specific tune that you kind of felt that people picked up on?
Yeah, without a doubt, it started with putting My Year in the Rain on Liquidity.
Yes.
I was speaking to Maris quite a bit then as well, and you know, I really owe him a lot for what he did. That ended up getting put on Mr. Suicide Sheep's channel as well, which led to me being on a compilation he's in a couple of years' time. So I mean, the support you get from those channels is absolutely incredible.
I know, it's in the hundreds of thousands immediately, isn't it? So
yeah, and I mean, the amount of messages you get of people just wanting to ask you questions, and you know, people trying to sign your tracks up, and it's all just from YouTube, and it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned about a bit of sequencing before. So what kind of hardware and software and stuff are you using at the moment on your productions?
I'm pretty boring, to be honest. I use a lot of kind of obscure, weird samples and just play with them a lot and see what sort of comes out. You know, I do a lot of processing on them.
Yeah.
But mostly for kind of your instrument side of things, I use a lot of multi-samples for a reason, for piano, strings, stuff like that. I love Spire VST. It's got this really like lovely sort of plasticky, thick sound. Yeah. In general, and I find it really easy to work with as well, which is great. I use my instruments as well quite a lot. I've got 3 guitars and a digital piano, which take up a lot of my spare time, so that's where a lot of kind of inspiration comes from.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that maybe in the future you might take stuff on the road live and do some of your tracks live with maybe some other band members?
I think the opportunity's there, but not with the stuff I'm currently writing, because there's so many layers in everything I write, which makes it absolute hell to mix down. But yeah, I think if I wanted to do a live music project, which could be a possibility in the future, it would probably be kind of new material, stuff that's a bit more simple to play and a bit more fun live as well, so you can really get into it and just see how it goes, because it's been done so many times in the last couple of years. I mean, probably really starting with The Prodigy, which is a big electronic live act's been going for what, 20 years, something like that.
Yeah You mentioned before about being into happy hardcore. I think that was kind of the way in for a lot of people, especially for me. I think hearing stuff like Your Love and seeing their live shows and Everybody in the Place and Out of Space, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely, because I think the style really is begging for a lot of live music, but there's people doing things. There's some live instruments on stage, and there's always live PAs, but I think there's a lot of room there for people who actually want to do the whole thing, you know, totally live.
Yeah.
And I think people who do well with it would do really well. I mean, like Mode Step and all the rest, they were just so loud and amazing.
Let's talk about your latest work, which is the Collide EP. It's absolutely amazing. I know we played Only True for the beginning of this show, and we also played it on the January Big Drum and Bass podcast. And we've been getting great feedback. People have been commenting and, you know, saying whose tune's this, where can I get it and stuff. What's the feedback been like for you personally?
Some of the tracks have gone down really well. I think personally Only Truth's probably the strongest track on the album. With Collide, I let Rachel Jones write all of the vocals for that, and I think she did a really great job. But when I write with people as well, I don't want to stifle them, and yeah, you know, that's a good thing to do, and she's going to do really well for herself in years to come.
Yeah, she's only voice.
Yeah, and I mean, she's done a track with Kazger, I think. But yeah, I mean, I think she'll just get better and better in time, and she's really professional about how she works, which is great. I'm hoping to kind of get a bit more promotion on that side of things, because I think hopefully I can get some radio play and stuff with the EP, because I think it's pretty strong in my opinion.
It is, definitely. They all are. I mean, I obviously gravitated towards Only Truth as well, and thought that was a good one to, you know, mm-hmm, play, but all of the others, well, very atmospheric and beautiful tunes, man. So, you know, is there a specific formula do you follow, or for every tune that you do from when you started, do you try and do it differently, or do you always start with the same kind of, do you start with the strings, do you start with the piano, do you start with the drums and then build around it? What's your kind of formula?
It's a tough one really, because some traps come about in, you know, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Some take weeks, absolute weeks. And with Only Truth, the first thing that I wrote for that was the kind of big arpeggiated sound with all the reverb on it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that everything else kind of fit around that. But then with Collide, I mean, I did kind of each part of it separately on entirely separate projects, kind of started putting them together and editing them as I went, and that's kind of what come out of there. But there's all kinds of different ways I've worked on other tracks in the past. Like a track that me and Rachel Jones did before this was almost entirely samples, and I take samples from things that I'd wrote and other sources as well, and just kind of sequence them instead of kind of doing any specific writing myself. So there's always, it's different every time, I guess.
Yeah. So you take the time to experiment and see how things kind of come out, and that's the way.
I've never really got a clue what I'm doing, admittedly.
I'm like that. Sometimes it just comes together. You start something and it comes together somehow, and I always have this saying that I love to say, that sometimes the stars align and something like the Collide EP comes out of it.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it by far.
But yeah, is there anyone that you're a big fan of at the moment, that you listen to a lot at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, probably the biggest influence of the last 10 years or so has always been John Hopkins for me, who's just an amazing producer. Like, yeah, he's so cinematic and always does something different, and he put out Sleep Versions last year, which I've just been playing every single day since it came out.
We've heard that a lot, actually. A lot of people have said the same thing.
I mean, he's great, and I love anything that's kind of a bit different, just a lore unto itself. But also, I'm quite a big fan of Floyd as well. He's a guy from America, and he writes really kind of acoustic forward drum and bass, which I love. Tidewarp's just put a new EP out today, who's a friend of mine as well.
Okay.
And he's just brilliant. He's always doing something different, kind of sits in that chill step, dubstepy kind of area, but you never quite know what you're going to get from him.
Yeah, definitely. I have to check some of those out, because I haven't heard some of their stuff, so definitely, man. But for the rest of 2016, once your studio's up and running, what else have you got planned?
I do want to write more drum and bass, really. Maybe something really ambient, you know, like I'm kind of approaching on the Collide EP with all the kind of weird, reversey, atmospheric sounds.
Yeah.
But maybe pushing into, like, really weird depths with it as well.
Wicked. I'll look forward to hearing that, man. Definitely, it's always good to hear stuff different, and that's what I loved about hearing your EP, really. But where can people find out more about you or listen to some of your stuff?
I'm mostly knockabout on Facebook and SoundCloud. SoundCloud's probably the best, because I'm quite responsive on there, but Facebook, I'm totally useless at kind of social networking, I'd say.
Yeah.
I just always have been, but I absolutely love when people send me messages as well, and I'll just start talking about music production, and, you know, you get people from all over the place. You get people who know what they're doing, they've been producing for years, and you get people who've just got like the really basic questions about it, but it's great to be contacted by people, and I'm always up for talking to people on my Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know the address for that, or is it just if you type in Strife?
It is Strife too, yeah. Same with SoundCloud.
Wicked. No. And finally, we talked about the Collide EP quite a lot at the moment. Where is it out? Is it out on the normal places? Is it just a digital download?
Yeah, pretty much. Just digital. We've got it on iTunes, Beatport and Juno and all, yeah, digital shops like that. And it's also available to listen to on Spotify.
Oh, right. Okay. Now check that. I haven't done a lot of Spotify. I'm thinking of getting into it a lot more this year, checking stuff
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's good for listening. There's so much on there.
I was going to say, just aside of this, I was checking out Deezer as well, thinking about Spotify and stuff. Have you had a look at Deezer yet or anything like that?
No, it flashed up the other day, but I've still got no idea what it's about.
Yeah,
anything like that.
I was like, let me go and have a look and see what it is.
Yeah, I mean, with the way Spotify pay their artists, which is basically not at all, there's got to be room for something else in there, I think, as well. So if there's a place in there, it's going to be more supportive to artists all over the world, it's probably going to be a good app to use.
Yeah. Well, once again, thanks for taking the time today. Hopefully we'll speak again soon when your next EP comes out, or hopefully an LP, and I wish you all the best with this release.
Yes, thank you very much.
No worries at all. And as we bid you farewell, here is the title track from the new EP. This is Collide featuring Rachel Jones.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out drumandbasshq.com. I see that look on